Good morning. Good morning, my friends. It's just Norm out in the Hammond Park. It is Sunday morning. Just a shy bit after 7 a.m. on December the 6th, 2015. How are you all today? I hope you all are well in this holiday season, which is, by most accounts, gripped in some warmer weather for this time of year for most of the country. I think I've seen maybe some severe cold grip the central, maybe the Midwest or the northern mid-states, but accounts of the great Northeast and certainly in my neck of the woods in the Southeast, as well as the West Coast, are reporting warmer than usual temperatures. And for me this morning, it's about 60 degrees, which is pleasant. Humidity's a bit high. Doesn't feel muggy, but I just know the little weather app said the humidity was more towards 90%. I didn't check the dew point. That's usually a contributing factor for me. Anyway, so yeah, when it's a little warmer like this, most especially down here in Florida, it tends to make it feel a little less like the traditional Christmas holiday spirit that I grew up with up in New Jersey. But nevertheless, it is still the Christmas holiday season. No matter how it feels, it is. JD posted a picture to my timeline yesterday where he had a picture of his windshield and there was ice across the front of it, and he inscribed in what I believe is probably a gloved finger, "Want to trade?" But in the same breath, I know my friend from the Daily Mile, David F., reported 50s on his Massachusetts run yesterday. I believe it was yesterday, maybe Friday. So, yeah, the weather's a bit spotty. I found it tremendously difficult to get up early yesterday morning before my wife went to work for a run, all well knowing that I would have to hurry the run because Giselle had a choir practice at our local church, Lakeside Community Chapel, where I find we're spending more time as of late as a family. Indeed, in these trying times that we live in the world. But in any event, I couldn't get up early enough to get the run in and get back and get her off to choir practice. It seemed like too much of a rush. I don't like to rush the runs in. I like them to be leisurely and slow and have that relaxed, comfortable, shut the world out feeling, you know? So I opted not to go yesterday morning. I was considering yesterday afternoon, and Mrs. Rosenberg had a fancy word which I'm looking for. A craving for some Italian food at the Oliva Garden Ristorante. And so there wasn't enough time to squeeze in a run before dinner. So I put myself at the whim of my family and decided to move the run off till this morning. Where you find me now. I'm currently making the first leg of my now comfortably familiar trek within the heart of the hammock, not using neighborhood streets or main roadways in Highlander Park for the purpose of adding mileage. I stay in the heart of the hammock now. And I've come down, or I've come across Skinner, eastbound, which takes me to Grant, southbound. I turn off onto Harris Trail, which leads me down a little small tributary, an artery or a venule, if you will, back up Harris and continuing on to Grant south, but upward with elevation. The skies are developing before me. They were an overcast gray when I got here as the sunrise was taking place, and now they're giving way to some very gentle blue skies with some white wispies, and the tip of those white wispies have some orange hue to them. But I'm not seeing any orange hue across the horizon yet. This week's running has been respectable. I got a little over 4 on Tuesday. I just had no juice for some reason. I ran out of steam about a mile and a half into my run on Tuesday, and I couldn't find the reason. So I cut it a little bit short. Thursday, I think I got 5.5. Both of those took place on the Triple C. Today, no less than 5 will round me out for the week for about 14. If I get a little over 5, I can probably piece together and make it 15. Yeah, because I got 5.5 on Thursday. Yesterday, I spent some time listening to the Zen Runner on Periscope, which is a media app where he recorded, I believe it was episode 84 of the Slow Runners Club, and it was his birthday as well. He was just having a grand old time. The Zen Runner was in full joy mode, and it was fun to watch. I haven't seen or heard a Slow Runners episode in a while. I think there were some other Slow Runners watching, such as, I think it's Kenneth from, I think he's from Switzerland or Sweden. I think Kevin was on there watching. Chris Twiggs is one of those Galloway disciples / dignitaries. So it's kind of cool watching that. I've not listened to the Running Jackal, nor Kevin, nor JD, nor Steve Hailstone this week, as it's been just a bit too trying of a week. Well, let me take that back. It was just a week of focus, trying to focus on various tasks at hand and trying to suppress any false feelings that sometimes seek to waylay me and cause me to climb the stepladder to the roller coaster of emotions. Trying to keep it very even keel this week. That worked pretty good for me. There are lots of external, thus causing internal stimuli as I walk through life every day, constantly thinking about any and everything with varying degrees of depth. Long-winded way of saying I think a lot can be somewhat exhausting sometimes, but a good week. The tree is up. The girls have decorated it. I put up lights yesterday on the outside of the house. And I continually get requests from the girls as to what I want for Christmas. And I've named nothing. It's kind of a thing I'm doing this year. I could think of some things I want. I'd rather try to drive home the point this year that Christmas is about the birth of the Christ child as opposed to getting Norm some running shoes or underwear, whatever. I will get them something. I mean, it's customary. I get that. I don't want to get caught up, you know? I think we all, to some degree, don't want to get caught up in that whole Christmas commercialism. And so this is my way. This year is making more of a concerted effort to not share any requests that my selfish part would come up with. But that's me. It's just an exercise. It's not some form of piety. Is that the right word? I'm on the serenity circle right now. Feeling good. The run is shaping itself. There's a nice pace to my step. No aches or pains. I'm noticing that when I run on the pavement of the Triple C, sometimes I'm more likened to have this discomfort on my left lateral aspect of the plantar slash right, I'm sorry, left toe, little toe. It's like where a bunion might form, I guess, but it's not a bunion. I think I told you guys that I went to my podiatrist and he did a little ultrasound there, and there was a little bit of soft tissue inflammation, but nothing structural, no evidence of fasciitis, or at least he didn't say that. I think I told you he offered me a cortisone shot, but it wasn't a need at that time. I still don't think it is now. When I run on these softer ground trails, like I'm doing today, I tend not to feel that discomfort, which makes me just a bit curious about the whole situation. Only because I saw somebody post in the Trail Runner. There's this very small trail running group that I joined. They don't say a lot. Every once in a while they want to know if there's a meetup at one of those faraway Tampa trails, which I still haven't unlazied myself to go to. But I saw a post from one of them saying that one of the parks that was frequented was closed, and they were looking for a new trail park because a toe slash foot injury precludes them from running on pavement. I meant to explore that more. It's like, what is that injury? Is it fasciitis? Did you break your toe? What is it? Because it sounds like what's going on with me. You know, I run on pavement. It's just a little bit more uncomfortable. I couldn't call it pain. It's just like a fullness or discomfort on the lateral aspect on the underside of the foot by the little toe on the left foot. So anyway, maybe I'm becoming more enslaved to trail running, which, if you have to become enslaved to something, oh, I thought I was the only one out here this morning. Good morning, how are you?
There's a lot of people.
Good. There's a dog walker coming across the small footbridge that leads me on this little, I'm going to call it gopher loop. I looked at the map a little closer this morning. So, I guess gopher. I guess when you come down Grant, sometimes I'll take this little small side called Palmetto. And Palmetto runs just a bit west, and then it joins Gopher Trail, and I take Gopher east back to Grant. So it's like a little tiny loop. But if I was not to take Gopher east back to Grant, it would continue. It would go west, and it would circle around to what I'm on now. And at the same time, it would branch north onto Palm. So this part here doesn't really have a name to it, but I'm going to say it's Gopher until I head back east and catch Palm. And if you look at the map I put on my blog last week, you'll see what I mean. Am I making sense? I hope I am. It's a little bit of a breeze this morning, and I'm hoping that by turning the Sony backwards towards me, I'm abating it. I'm thinking it might be almost time to change the little pop filter, my little handmade pop filter on the top of this, because I think they lose their effectiveness after some time. I've noticed it just a bit the past couple of podcasts. Excuse me. Heading back on Gopher, where I will meet up with Palm and take it northbound to Skidder. This is a bit of a powder sand. Good training for the cankles. I've been noting some really joyous posts from everybody's friend. Krister, and I think I'm saying it the way it would be pronounced in his native land. Krister is on a fun tour, so I call it the tour of joy, as he is flown over from his homeland, with the permission of his loving family, to trek around the United States and meet up and run and spend time getting to know some of his friends / running friends across this great country of ours. Thus far, Krister has stayed with a couple in Minnesota I'm not familiar with. I might be a cousin anyway, but I think that's where the first landing spot was. From there, he spent several days with everybody else's favorite son, Michael Davis, and his beautiful family. After that, he has made his way to Vermont to spend some time with, I think it's Doug McRae, one of the Slow Runners Club infamous members, a man with a love for running. I'm not very familiar with Doug. I've seen some of his videos and posts, but you can't know everybody, right? But he looks like a great guy. Anyway, Krister is staying with him. And then had a meetup yesterday with world-renowned Chris Russell. Chris Russell put out a little 5-minute audio clip of those three together yesterday. It was interesting, the take that Chris put on traveling and subcultures, as he described the different cultures just that he sees and the subcultures in the United States, and asked Krister, I'm trying to say it right, because that's the way Krister pronounced it yesterday. But he asked Krister, there we go again, if he had noticed the difference in the subcultures in the United States, but Krister could only comment on the difference in cultures from his country to ours. But anyway, it's a nice little audio clip. It's very quiet and gentle and laid back, which is what I'm all about, right? From there, I think they're running a 5K this morning. Doug and Chris, Krista. From there, I'm not sure exactly where the next stop is. It may be to Atlanta for the Jeff Galloway. I'm not sure when that is. It's a half and heck, it might have been this weekend. I might be running this weekend a half in Atlanta. I'm not sure. Oh, I can't keep up with it all. Okay. Turning off Skinner onto Sugarberry Trail Loop East and heading south, where I will circle around to Sugarberry Loop West and then northbound on it. Anyway, Krister is experiencing quite the adventure, the tour of joy. I'm happy for that kind and gentle soul. Beautiful sounds here, aren't they? What else to talk with you about? Well, it's been a light week and I've suppressed thoughts and feelings and where possible, so my mind is not alive with creativity and spontaneity. Just trying to recall light items to share with you. Once again, as a result of not being in tune to the famous podcasters up until yesterday, where I got to listen to Slow Runners Club, I feel just a bit disconnected. That's okay. That's just norm. That's just me feeling that way. This running in silence and breathing feels soul-settling to me, especially when I've gotten a mile or two under my belt. I'm coming up on two. So we'll make this episode light, fair, and stop it here. Finish up this leg. and start the second loop here in the hammock. So this is just Norm telling everybody, brothers, sisters, listeners, casual friends, good friends, everybody, excuse me, that I love you. And that if I've got anything to say about it, we'll talk again. Until that time, bye-bye.